When he announced his candidacy for mayor this year, Jim King said he wanted to keep the competition out of the council. Months later, he says that's still the plan.
We don't talk mayoral politics at City Hall.
In fact, King says running against colleagues in and out of his party has enhanced the race, making the competition more cordial.
We certainly have a mutual respect for each other. And so I know for my part, I can't imagine running negative ads against a colleague.
One of King's Democratic opponents, outgoing Council President David Tandy, agrees. He doesn't believe the race will get in the way of council business, even though things may get heated outside of the chamber leading up to the primary.
There are times where you scrimmage each other during a game, but the players will scrimmage each other and they'll go after it vigorously. But at the end of the day, we're all on the same team.
Knowing them, there's a level of respect there that I just don't see that really creeping into council operations.
As a Republican, Hal Heiner has had political differences with Tandy and King on council matters. If he ends up facing one of his colleagues in the general election, Heiner agrees with King that the discourse should stay civil as the campaign heats up.
I'm hoping that's the case. There is a high level of respect between the members of the council, and certainly my hope is that will carry through this next year.
But not everyone on the council believes that's likely to happen.
The potential for that position being a naive position, it seems to me, is very real.
Democratic Councilman Tom Owen ran for mayor while serving on the Old City's Board of Aldermen in 1998.
The potential for using the council for the advancement of a political identity to be identified with a political issue, or to use an issue to embarrass an opponent who might also be on the council. I just think we're being naive if we deny that potential.
Owen doesn't question the candidate's dedication to running a friendly race, but with three council members campaigning on their legislative records, Owen says it's possible that campaign disagreements could come up during council business.
I just think there is always a tendency in the heat of a campaign that a candidate legislator would be frayed and might, in a weary moment, say something that on further reflection he or she wishes they could delete from the record.
But potential campaign tensions in the chamber wouldn't likely be limited to candidates on the council. With six Democrats and two Republicans seeking the mayor's office, some council members are supporting outside candidates. Tina Ward Pugh, for example, supports Democrat Tyler Allen. Ward Pugh decided not to seek the council presidency next year, in part because of her endorsement of Allen in the mayor's race. But even though she recognizes the race's potential for tension in the council, Ward Pugh doesn't think infighting is a foregone conclusion, even as other council members prepare to endorse the candidates of their choice.
I believe that the rest of the Metro Council members are going to step up and do their part to ensure it doesn't happen.
Ward Pugh says council and campaign issues will overlap, but she has faith in her colleagues to put progress over politics.
No matter who wins or loses, we all got to work together the next day, and that's what's most important.
Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.